Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen & Overy Pensions Team. It's Monday the 30th of January. For workplace pension schemes and sponsors, here's our roundup of the latest developments. First this week, we report on correspondence between the pensions regulator and the Work and Pensions Select Committee. This raises the possibility that a new notifiable event could be introduced relating to any breach of the financial buffers that have been implemented across the industry to improve resilience in relation to leveraged, liability-driven investment. Also published this week is a response to a report by the Work and Pensions Select Committee on the adequacy of retirement saving and improving saver outcomes. The response covers a number of areas and includes confirmation that proposed changes to the auto-enrolment regime will not be implemented before the mid-2020s. Separately, the government has announced that for the 2023-24 financial year, the auto-enrolment earnings trigger and the qualifying earnings band will remain at their current levels. In other news, the government is consulting on a draft statutory code of practice for employers who are seeking to change employment terms and conditions by dismissing employees and re-engaging them on new terms, commonly known as fire and rehire. In the pensions context, this will be relevant where employers consider using fire and rehire to implement changes to employees' contractual pension entitlements. The full version of What's New This Week also includes a report on a High Court ruling in relation to the interpretation of the phrases making good and as determined by the actuary within the rules of the Railways Pension Scheme. That will be available later today by email or at allenovery.com.